Human Rights Watch has accused top Egyptian officials, including President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, of likely involvement in crimes against humanity in last year's crackdown on protesters in Cairo. On August 14, 2013, Egyptian security forces stormed two sit-ins by supporters of Assad President Mohamed Morsi in Cairo's Rabaa al-Adawiyah and Nahda squares. The crackdown resulted in hundreds of deaths. Human Rights Watch now says in a new report that the massacre was one of the largest killings of demonstrators in a single day in recent history. Based on the report, which was released to mark 1 year since the carnage, eyewitnesses' accounts show that security forces intentionally used excessive lethal force. The report identifies the most senior security officials who should be investigated, including the Interior Minister Mohamed Ibrahim and the then Defense Minister Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Hazem Salem is a political activist who joins us from Egypt's capital, Cairo, to tell us what he thinks about this report by Human Rights Watch. Well, Hazem Salem, here we have a report by the Human Rights Watch, and it says that this is one of the largest massacres, based on what they said, or killings of demonstrators in a single day. Okay, so what's next? What can they do? Can they do anything about whom they have blamed and accused of, the Interior Minister and the then Defense Minister, now the President, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi?
Well, the fact is the report comes a whole year after, and there hasn't been much of mobilization of the international human rights community. Now, having this being issued now, it means that the West is calculating when to say the truth and when not to say it, or to say it late enough in order to provide more legitimacy for the new regime. If this report had been issued before Sisi comes to power, or during the year when Adli Mansour was still an interim president, this could have changed things. And this is only a testimony of what actually happened and everybody saw. So the fact is, what is the next steps? Nobody knows. And whether this will be valid in putting these people accountable or not, this is another issue. The international community is basically acknowledging whomever in power, and they are allowing them to do whatever they do, and the condemnation becomes only an ethical issue, not a real tangible issue that puts back the rightful, legitimate president and puts those people who killed accountable.
Well, when it comes to, for example, the foreign policy then, are we to assume that a country such as the United States, who has resumed their aid to Egypt then, actually endorses a government with the head, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who has done this?
Well, the fact is the U.S. has been one way or the other helping this coup since the beginning. It has been masterminding a very important element in it. And now it has been trying to help it to get more legitimacy and invited the president, who didn't come, to the African-American summit. And it's trying to calculate its way. It's not following ethicals. It's not following principles. It's not following any of the international norms that people talk about, like Geneva Conventions or Geneva Protocols. The fact is, it's a matter of power that is willing to expand its domination over this region. And whomever serves the American interests will be blessed by the Americans. The idea of human rights and democracy and the rightful situation about those who committed crimes does not apply to the U.S., which orchestrated many coups worldwide. And that's why when this comes from a human rights entity, it does not forcibly get those people accountable and get those who helped that directly or indirectly, even from the international community, accountable. It's only a way to say to the Egyptians, we have recognized that this has happened, and then they want to get them into a negotiations or something. It's like killing the Palestinians and keeping massacres in Gaza and then asking them to negotiate under this regime, which killed its own people, so it doesn't care about people killed in Palestine.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Thank you very much for that. Hazem Salem, their political activist there from Egypt's capital, Cairo. Many thanks.